1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse, joined on the phone by a very special guest. He was Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Tony Award-winning actor. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Barry Bostwick. Good morning, ma'am.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Barry. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Kalamazoo. I was in Kalamazoo last year, wasn't I, or something? I just remember buying a cup, a coffee cup that had... one of those coffee cups that says, "I've been to Kalamazoo, have you?" or one of those things. I loved it. I, of course, immediately lost it at an airport. Something else now with their Kalamazoo cup.
We'll have to come back and get another one then.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is going to be a great time, man. October 17th at the Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and October 18th at the Masonic Temple Theater in Detroit. This is a Rocky Horror Picture Show's 50th anniversary, and tickets on sale now at scottstandard.com/Rocky. This is going to be such a fun event. Tell us about this tour, man.
Well, we're going out. We're doing like 50 cities in a month. Myself and Little Nell and Patricia Quinn. And in certain areas, we all come together for a single show. And then other times, we're all separately, traveling around to encourage the madness of what Rocky Horror Picture Show has been for 50 years and will continue. And our evening basically consists of an introduction, a costume contest, a virgin ceremony, questions and answers. And we give out prop bags so that they can, entertain themselves by throwing crap at each other.
Oh, it's so fun. I know. It's really cool how, 50 years later, you guys are all still coming together like this. How does a tour like this, spectacular tour, come together?
In a spectacular way, I must say. There's people behind the scenes that are constantly going, "Well, no, you're on Southwest and you're leaving here and you're going there. No, and then you're getting picked up here and then you're going to this Hilton or whatever." It's a monumental job of organization. And Larry Wiesel, who's the head of the fan club, and he is the one that's organized all of the shadow casts all over the country, which has been, that's another monumental job. It's just making sure that there's a shadow cast locally or close to where we're going to be who are prepared to do the show with us, because it's really, that's the evening. The evening is the movie, and the evening's with the shadow cast. And we are sort of a sideline to that, and we do a lot of drinking backstage.
Well, as you mentioned individually, yourself, Nell Campbell and Patricia Quinn are going on this tour individually. I know you're all coming together for the Michigan shows as well.
Yeah.
What do you find so unique about this film's staying power through the decades?
What's unique about it is the people that we look at sitting on the stage in the audience who are, unless it's a house with a lot of virgins of people who haven't seen it with a shadow cast, that's a tough audience to try to entertain with jokes about the movie because they haven't seen the movie yet or whatever. So, but the fans are so enthusiastic and so rude and crude and sometimes unglued, and they bring a party atmosphere to the whole event. And they do and say things that they can't do at their regular job that they have to go to the next day, I think. And it's a great release, I think, to be able to break the fourth wall of entertainment and come in and basically take control over the evening, because the celebration has sort of leapt off the screen and ended up in the audience, and they're the ones who are entertaining themselves and the shadow cast, which encourage it. The costumes, the callbacks, it's just a very unique form of entertainment.
Yeah, and this, you know, Rocky Horror is just one film that you've been in, not only Golden Globe to your name, but Tony Award winning as well. The theater is really where you got your start. Do you kind of prefer one over the other, or do you like the balance between the two?
Oh, I'd much rather do film. I'd much rather do TV and film. I get bored easily, and when I'm in a show, like I was in Grease originally, you know, after a year of doing the same thing every night, you start getting very creative. And Tom Moore, the director, used to come in every 3 months or so and say, "Oh, okay, it's time to take all the improvements out." You know, because you just start inventing stuff and bringing stuff to the entertainment, whatever it is, a play or a musical or to amuse yourself rather than maybe hold a torch to the originality or the trueness of the piece. And but when you do film and television, it's quick. You're in, you're out. It's very somewhat improvisational. And Rocky Horror in particular, we only had 5 weeks to make this, so
yeah.
there wasn't any messing around. I mean, you had a certain amount of pages you had to do in the day, and there was always, you know, it was a low budget movie, so there was always something that wasn't working or had to be overcome. And luckily, the crew, the people who put this together, were brilliant, and they ducked and dived quickly and got the thing done on time. I don't know how they did it, other than the fact that none of us had a life for 5 weeks, and we didn't really get to know much about each other. You know, it's been since then, you know, we've gotten to know each other and appreciate the talent of each individual.
True. With tours like this, what are some of the most impressive costumes or cosplay that you've seen, or have you seen any that were really out there so far this year?
The costume contest is almost won every time by a Frankenfurter, somebody who dresses up like Tim Curry, or a version of that. And I tongue in cheek, I get upset because I want the Brad Majors and the Janet Weisses to win, but they're not, you know, they're not the weird ones, you know. Even though they're screen perfect and they've got the right patches and this and that, it's the ones that come up and just take the stage with that outfit that Tim wore, I'm amazed that there's still bustiers somewhere to be bought, because there's so many of them we see on a nightly basis. And the costume contest, it's more about attitude. I mean, if you could be dressed up like Magenta, and if you come up on stage and give that Magenta attitude and are there to entertain not just yourself but the audience with your presence, That's the winning thing for the costume contest.
I think last year at the State Theater, they had a showing of Rocky Horror with the shadow cast from Western, and the person who won the costume contest dressed up as Quinn's lips. She made these giant lips and teeth, and that's all she was, just the lips.
I think I saw her, or whoever it was, at one of these things. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, the cosplay. I mean, I guess there is some professional cosplayers out there who have a lot of tools in their garage that they can put all this stuff together. But yes, I remember seeing those giant lips. Yeah, brilliant.
It's going to be so much fun. The 50th Anniversary Spectacle Tour. It's happening October 17th, Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and the 18th at the Masonic Theater in Detroit. Tickets, go to scottstander.com/Rocky. Barry, absolute pleasure talking to you. Love all the work that you've done throughout the years, and I hope you have a great time the rest of this tour, man.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. And no, people should know that they can do this sort of VIP thing in the beginning, and they get a picture with us and autographs, and they get to sit in the front row. And it's well worth it if you want to spend a little bit more money to come and do a much more personal kind of evening.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great time, man. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.